The things we do at work. Most people have the sensation that they devote too many hours of the day to work. However, it's also common to read and hear reports on productivity at work, and specifically about the need to increase it. How could that be? A recent study carried out with 5,000 office workers in the United Kingdom and the United States has come to the conclusion that there are a number of different factors that affect productivity. One of these concerns the activities inevitably associated with this type of work that, added up, represent not only a considerable amount of lost time, but also, as a consequence, a reduction in personal performance and productivity, as well as in motivation for workers. The study evaluates basic activities such as the time needed by an office worker to get down to work, type in and update passwords, close unwanted help windows or system notices, reject update messages for the operating system, close pop-up ads. The list goes on, and the same again to sign off at the end of the day. If you add to this other tasks like correcting recurrent typos, on average 20 minutes a day, modifying the format of documents, deleting or sorting email and reading superfluous messages that you were copied into, sometimes unnecessarily, the result is a considerable amount of lost time, in fact, years of the average working life. Clearly, there are ways to reduce the time we dedicate to some of these activities, and technology is a great ally in achieving this. What's more, the recuperated time could be put to good use, for example, in the retraining of staff in different specialities or in the study of languages that, necessary or not for some work positions, is proven to redound to workers with increased motivation and, as a result, improved individual and collective productivity.